19. Where I end and you begin, the sky is falling in. 21, 12, 12. Well, in our country, said Alice, still panting a little, you generally get to somewhere else if you run very fast for a long time as we've been doing. A slow sort of country, said the Queen.
Yes, 66. I am a twin. I have a sister.
Alice becomes queen. Black queen white, white queen black. Adaptation, counter-adaptation, reciprocation, system instability, runaway escalation. Twin, it's not a noun. This is not the when and certainly not the where that the woman who calls herself Twisby, whose true name, now it can be told, is Lane Dunham, PhD, MD, would have chosen for extraction and reintegration for the experiment's endgame terminus. Pretty fucking far from optimal conditions. But she's been warned by both Karachi and Kathmandu of two Brit assassins who've been on their asses since the plane touched down at Munich Airport. And, much worse still, the subnosis pipeline is humming fit to burn with a most ominous forecast. Endgame has been triggered prematurely. The suggestion buried in the subconscious abyss of a hyper-suggestible third-gen schizophrenic ex-sleeper agent is surfacing 3 hours ahead of schedule. 3 goddamn hours. So fuck the architect's precious fucking itinerary. There isn't time to reach the Astergorgon safe house in Uppsala. The architects aren't on the run from bullets. If the trial goes south, they'll just toss the project back to R&D for turnaround at the next best opportunity. Not that a shitstorm like Deer Isle comes along, but maybe once a century. Once a century at best. But even so, the architects have nothing if not the luxury of time, of second, third, and fourth chances. But Dr. Lane Dunham is only a mortal woman, possessed of ambition and a desire to see the fruits of her labour, and Julia Sett was only ever a means to her end. So fuck X and fuck their contingencies and fuck Plan B. She's on her own now, and this abandoned warehouse on the outskirts of Nivstar will have to do. If she tries to make those last 16 kilometres to Uppsala before retrieving the package, the risk of failure skyrockets to 78%. It's not a noun. Her phone rings as she's inserting the IV needle into Bet's forearm, and the twins try not to show how scared she is. But the psychiatrist knows her too well not to recognise the fear in her eyes. Dream, the psychiatrist sweetly murmurs, and the twin immediately falls asleep on the bedroll spread out on the dusty floor surrounded by paper cranes. Second ring. Third ring, and she answers, but you do not say hello when the incoming communique has all those zeros and nothing else but zeros. This call from Julia Sett riding piggyback through the mundane transmissions of hacked and repurposed communications satellites, you do not say hello, you hold the phone to your ear and you listen. Mac OS X speaking for whoever is on the other end of the line, a voice filtered and recorded weeks ago, and here are the words stiffly relayed by Victoria, one-way digital instructions.
And we shall play a game of chess.
In an attic in Stonington, Maine, a shotgun is pressed to Ivoire's left temple, and the numerical madwoman is about to make love to the trigger. The psychiatrist drops the phone, and it skitters across the floor. Bet's eyelids flutter with the illusion of REM sleep. The portable electroencephalograph converts impulses from the low-density electrode array attached to the twin scalp, cheeks and forehead, to a tidy display of spike and wave discharges. The IV drips, and the psychiatrist fills a syringe and injects Bet with 0.125 cc's of triazolam. A single bright crimson bead leaks from her skin. The psychiatrist pops the yellow lid on a mobile automated external defibrillator and powers it up. Just in case. Just in fucking case. Alice castles. Bet seizes.
It's not a noun. It's a verb.
Black queen white, white queen black. 6 months in the field, and it ends here. Redaction commencing. The EEG beeps, and the sound seems almost deafening inside the empty warehouse. The psychiatrist pulls back the plunger of a second hippo and draws 5 cc's of diazepam. But precious seconds pass, and the twin doesn't seize after all. By now, 66 has done her job and done it well, no matter how far ahead of schedule. A soul is careening along the predetermined, none-such ethereal nowhere highway between two continents, simultaneously crossing the Atlantic and an unnameable dreamtime gulf. It's a fab. The psychiatrist leans close and whispers in Bet's left ear. Checkmate, love. You're home now. Wake up. A fab. And the twin opens her blue eyes. You can hear me, the psychiatrist asks, her voice shuddering with relief. Bet. Ivoa, the twin croaks, her voice raw and groggy. Ivoa, the psychiatrist asks. Bet. The psychiatrist brushes sweaty bangs away from the twin's face. Now, full name, love. Only a heartbeat's hesitation, and the twin replies. Lisbeth L. And surname, please? Lisbeth L. coughs, and the psychiatrist wipes at her forehead again. Marjorite. Lisbeth L. Marjorite. The psychiatrist laughs softly, a nervous, relieved laugh. Good and evil walk into a bar, she begins. But then, so is every day, answers Lisbeth L. Marjorite. So is every fucking day. The twin smiles for the psychiatrist. Elle opens her left hand to reveal a vial of liquid from Penobscot Bay, a pearly vial that glows chartreuse like sickly, trapped fireflies.